Now back to the Real Estate and Wealth Show on News Talk 580 CFRA with the Bennett Property Shop and Ottawa's number one real estate sales team for 2021.
Ian Roberts with the Bennetts, Marnie and Taylor, and a question from AskMarnie at BennettPros.com. My daughter is going to Carleton this fall, and we want to help her buy a property. She has saved up $15,000 on her own. Any other suggestions, Marnie?
We have the perfect property for your daughter on Canal Woods.
Mm-hmm. And, Canal Woods.
Yeah, that's a beautiful, it's right across the street from Carleton University, and I've said to people, I would buy this in a flash. So that's a three-bedroom, all-brick house, single-family detached home. I would put in, finish the basement. It's probably going to cost you about max $30,000 to finish the basement. Put another two bedrooms there. You could have your daughter move in there. And at $699, she would need 5% down, so the parents could give her as a gift the extra 15. Or I guess it'd be 20, so she'd need 20. So now what happens is you can rent rooms there, and rooms would be $850 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So if she, or maybe even $900, because you're like 3 minutes from Carleton University, like you're across the street.
Yeah.
So it's less expensive to do that. So let's say you're $900 a month, four of those, okay? So four times 900, you're $3,600 a month in rent. Then what happens is all the students share on the utilities. They share on, you know, the heating, the cost, the water, Wi-Fi, or whatever it is. So in today's world, $3,600 a month, because now your daughter's living there for free, okay, mm-hmm. you are carrying a $600,000 mortgage. So this is basically a positive cash flow property. If I was a Carleton University parent, I would be all over this. So, Taylor, what's the address?
The address on that one is Canal Woods, 1085 Canal Woods. It is literally, as Marnie said, 2 minutes from the from the Carleton campus. You're steps away from the canal as well. And you're not on Bronson. You're very close to Bronson.
Yeah.
But you have a nice tree blockage there as well, too. Single detached home. So if your daughter or son went there in 4 years sitting there, your mortgage payment would be roughly about $2,700 a month. And if you're bringing in $3,600, there's a very nice cash flow. And if you continue paying that mortgage down, you're going to graduate in the black, not in the red, which is every child, every student's dream. So parents, if you're listening and you have students going there, a great purchase for them.
And if the daughter doesn't want to be a landlord, understandable for some people, you have people that will do it.
Oh, yeah. Like, but, you know, your property management, because Taylor's had roommates, Christy's had roommates, Lindsay, all my kids have had roommates. It's really not difficult. And, you know, and as Taylor attested, I mean, you imagine having your child graduate from Carleton, which all of us have gone to, and that you are now in the block, meaning you have no debt. Because you are going to be making probably $900 a month in positive cash flow. So that's roughly close to, you know, $12,000 a year. Okay. Now that's definitely paying for your tuition and that's everything. And your house, you're paying down your mortgage and it's going up in equity. And it's a neighborhood where the average house is selling for $1.1 million. Give us a call on Canal Woods. Even if you don't have a student going there, it is an absolutely amazing investment.
I think it's worth going through the process briefly for people who aren't familiar with buying a home. So once they make that call, what happens?
So once you make that call, you'll be lined up with one of our CDC people will answer that call for you, our client development coordinators. And they'll basically get to know you a little bit, get to figure out what you're all about, and we'll line you up with the best agent that's going to suit those needs. So if you're looking for a condo or a new home or an investment, you might be lined up with somebody a little bit different on the team. And then from there, that agent's going to meet with you. They're going to go through your criteria, and they're going to put a plan in place to make sure that you can get the property you're trying to get to. So likely step one of that plan is usually getting mortgage pre-approved and making sure you know what you can afford. The mortgage interest rates are changing right now, but so it's important to lock that in so that you're not affected by those changes. Mm-hmm. You want to know exactly what your maximum and your minimums are. And you also want to know that if you have any debts or things you have to pay off before you start stepping into that world. Because a lot of people, what they do is they go around and they start shopping for houses before they even get pre-approved. They get their hearts set on a home and then they go to their bank and then lo and behold, they have extra debt, or they weren't approved for the amount they want to, and they wasted all that time just looking at houses that weren't suitable for them.
And don't make any big purchases on your credit card.
Of course. Right? Absolutely.
No.
Yeah, and you know, and buyers, I keep saying, you know, and we talked about it before, you will get from a mortgage broker or the bank, 120 days is what your mortgage, your rate hold is for. But that means you have to close on the house within the 120 days. So when you go and see, so let's say it was August 1st right now. I know it's not, but let's just say it is. Okay, so you have August, September, October, November. You need to be in by the end of November. So imagine we're just around the corner for Christmas and everything, you know. So what we've got to look at, so let's find out again what's going on in the market. Yes, the market is shifting. Prices are still higher than they were last year, which was, we keep saying, Wade Gretzky's best year. So, you know, the prices are still up. But as a buyer, you have a lot more choice. You're not having to settle. The houses are in better condition. You're not getting the anxiety attacks because you're able to have inspections and conditional on financing. And if you're a seller right now, gather all the information you have on your home with all the upgrades and all the, you know, everything you've done, your service contracts and everything. The better information, the more information you can have, the better job we can do for you. At the Benner Property Shop, we are outselling everybody. We have our white glove services. We can help you with any situation. And this is the time right now to cash out big now. Don't wait, but make sure you're working with people that understand and experience and have proven experience and proven success. This is not a market for someone that just got their license or it's a family or friend. This is your retirement. Yeah. Don't waste it, eh, Taylor?
No, it's the most important asset you'll ever buy in your life. It doesn't matter if you're buying a $300,000 home or a $3 million home. It's typically the most expensive thing you're ever going to own in your life, and it can really set you up positively if you do make the right decisions early on. But if you're somebody who's going to make kind of shortcut where you're actually paying for and you actually don't treat the property properly, it's not going to set you up for life. But if you treat your house right, it can set you up for success, and that's what we really want to take advantage of in a city like Ottawa with a stable economy like we have here.
And we're back here next Saturday, as always, at 1 o'clock with the Bennett Property Shop Real Estate and Wealth Show on 580 CFRA.